Hi guys. Guess who's a good person?
I am.
So basically, fuck it, we had a good day. Yeah, we went to all the classes. We did a midterm. We scored about a B on that. Knock on wood that I do well on my final. Let me tell you, babe. It's not really like, how do I say it? It wasn't bad. It wasn't a bad day. If anything, it was a really good day. It was, yeah. Can I get some applause? If I knew how to do sound effects, I would have gotten the background check or whatever. So, I just got out of my last class. It is 2:54. I haven't eaten anything because I have no money. Oh my god, I didn't have money. I thought I would have money for today, but I didn't because I bought my dad bun. And that costed me like $20. So I used up my last $20 and my last $10 on things for my dad. And I bought my brother noodles. They didn't know that, but I'm just such a good person. Anyways, I was just such a good person today. I let two people have my good pens. My good ass pens. And, you know, I'm just real. I'm just real like that. I'm like, you need a pen?
Yeah.
Keep it. I got spring break now. I don't really care about pens right now. Also, I get paid. And I work at a craft store. So I get a discount on my favorite pens. I love you, Paper Mate. You're my baby. Ooh, I love Paper Mate pens. I like their gel pens. It's so... Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Everybody's so creative. Anyways, I just look so darn cute today. I got my little skirt. Got my little chanclas. Got my little cardigan. I look so cute in this 48-degree weather. I just look so beautiful. I painted my nails. They look like crap. But I'm very happy with them because, you know what, babe? Excuse me. Try to change yourself Thursday. That's what it is. Give yourself a glow up. Take a shower, put some makeup on, feel good about yourself, and go out. And you know what? I think it did work. So, it worked for me, because I feel great. Anyways, I met this guy, his name's Yusuf. He's really cool, you know? Cool guy. He just came, fucking, quote, you're tired of this dumbass class too? Ha 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 ha. Me too. So, I think he was kind of like a frat fuckboy. Good for him, though. You know, shout out. So I talked to him. It was kind of awkward for me because I'm like, what are you doing, Mayan? It was a conversation, but my guy was like not even a foot distance away. He was like super close. And I was like, okay, girl, we gotta go. But he's pretty cool. It's my first time meeting him. Maybe the last, I don't know, but new social interaction. I took two tests today and then like in my third class, it was just bullshitting. We were literally just bullshitting for no reason, I guess you could say. Because, one, like, spring break for me starts tomorrow, girl. And so, like, we were just reviewing. And she had, like, everybody read out stuff. And I'm like, bathroom break, girl, because I'm not doing that. But it was just, like, bullshit. And review. But I love her because my professor is so cool and she is so funky. Overall, I would rate her 8 out of 10 because she's that good. Anyways, looking at my nails now, they are a super cute color. They are lilac. They are lily lilac from Target. It costed me like $4. So, I'm bald on a budget, baby. Yeah. And you know what? I'm going to redo them because they look like shit, but I got a compliment on my nails today, so whatever. Whatever. So, that was fun. I got like 2 hours before I get picked up. So like after this podcast, I'm going to do more work. Because I got to do some work. So then I can be work free for like a good half of the week. And then finish my like project. And then have it turned in like before the end of spring break. So that's my plan. Knock on wood. But yeah, it's just been a really good day. Positivity, sunshine, happy kitten rainbows. It's really nice. I like it. Good day. Nothing to eat. But I've been munching on gum all day, and I drank a Celsius. So hopefully it's burning my body fat. If not, well, bitch, I'm still good. Can you believe So, I got into a group with Latinas. Shout out to my Latinas. I'm Latina too, guys, but I don't make it my whole personality. They didn't either. But the whole thing is that, I guess they accused me of fraud because they didn't believe me. They're like, you're Mexican? I'm like, yes, I am. I look like Rocío Dúrcal, a Spaniard. But guys, I swear, Bible, I'm full blood. My parents, full blood. I'm literally Mexican, guys. Believe me. I literally was like that the whole time. Because my first essay was about machismo, right? And he was just like, I don't know how you were so in-depth with machismo. You wrote about machismo. I'm like, yeah. And I think I explained to her before, and the other girl, so the one girl's Mexican, we'll call her Alicia. And the other one is Puerto Rican, we'll call her Portia. I love you, Portia, from Real Housewives of Atlanta. Is Portia from Atlanta? Yes, because Atlanta's Georgia. Duh. Anyways. Yeah, they like, didn't include me in, like, the cultural conversations. And I'm like, oh, yeah, guys, I get it. And they're just, like, side-eyeing me. Like, bitch, what do you know about it? You're fucking white. But, guys, the real truth is that, like, I'm super Mexican. And I can speak more Spanish than you guys. And I probably cook more than you guys. So, like, whatever. Of course, I'm not Puerto Rican. So, no hate to Portia. No hate to her. But literally, I'm like, hey, babe. I'm not joking, bitch. Like, literally. I'm not going to say it, but my family's illegal. And I don't mean that in a funny way. I mean, like, I'm the real shit. I'm not second gen, bitch. I'm first gen college kid trying to her best with a lot of emotional guilt and trauma from my parents. So I think that fits the card well enough for, you know, my fellow minorities. You look at me, you're not going to think I'm a minority, which is fine because technically I am not. That's why I say I have more privilege than others. You know what I'm saying? So I had to prove myself. But you know what? Shout out to my girl. She said, oh, me too. They think I'm Russian. I'm like, girl, I see it, but we're Latinas. Purr. Shout out. So yeah, I was like, okay, that's cool. I didn't think at my big age people would still think this, but I guess that's the truth. I don't know. Here's the thing, though. How do I look Mexican? like, my dad called me güerita when I was younger, but, like, I wasn't güerita when I was younger. I was, like, morena. Like, I looked mestiza when I was smaller. I think I still look mestiza, but, like, I guess that's not the case. De veras? Not shoddy bae, but, like, literally. So I don't know. But I'm very in touch with my culture, traditions, obviously religion, it seems like, sometimes. But I am. I'm not your regular girl. Debbie Ryan pecks her hair. That's me. But yeah. I don't look like it, I guess. But I'm very proud of my culture and my ethnicity and my people. You know, shout out to the Latinos out there. Shout out especially to my Mexicans. Shout them out because I love them so much. And I don't really see them that much. Much Latinos, more or less Mexican representation in the media. As much as I would like to. So get that up, babe. Get your fucking self up. Oh my lord. My chanclas are like fucking sweatiness. Damn. Somebody got to put on a foot mask. Yeah, so it was a good day. I'm sitting on a wet bench, like I always do, and that's cool. I have things to say. My name is Jasmine Masters, and I have something to say. Bitch, I wanna suck dick. Yeah. Oh my god, who is that? You need to leave. Let's not touch on that topic yet. Because I feel like it's not something really for right now in a public space. Even though there's nobody around. I make sure nobody's around. So I'm very intuitive with my surroundings and I'm very respectful of people. So let's get that straight. But yeah, I want to do that. I want to experience it. Let me tell you about this. No. Well, here's the thing. Okay. Fun part. Let me talk about this podcast for a second. like I said before, this podcast, oh shit, did somebody just touch me? This whole thing is just me doing what I want. And like, essentially, it's basically that. You know, I choose the topics. I just do whatever I want because it's my own thing. You know what I'm saying? So maybe it's just like, I don't know, me? Well, it is by, but you still gotta realize you're not the only person and there's always gonna be people. Not only that, like, let's say in a 1 in a billion chance I blow up, right? Ooh, probably not, girl. But let's just say that. Girl, what the hell are they gonna think if my daddy hears me say I wanna suck dick? You know, sometimes it's just that primal urge. It's just that primal urge at 12 a.m. in downtown in a club in the back alleyway where the music is blasting and you feel the vibrations. And I'm wearing my long gothic skirt and I got my little lace shirt on and my hair's fully curled and I got the makeup on, but I'm kind of like dizzy and I'm feeling the moment and I'm feeling my oats. And the perfume is on, and all of a sudden, I feel the hands grabbing my skirt, and they're hiking up my skirt. And there you go. I'm being taken in the back of the alleyway with Jacob Thief. That is what's going on in this deluded mind. And I think it's because of the fan fictions I've read. And I don't regret it, because I read some fucked up shit. Not, like, fucked up, like, illegal, but, like, girl, you, it's not vanilla. It's not vanilla. I have my daddy issues, girl. That's public. That is public vibe, but I love my dad, so I don't, and he's very present in my life. He's very present, very supportive. And, you know, I don't know how I'm like this. I just got a thing for the older guys. Let me fix my mic, because I feel like it's brushing against, like, my necklace. So my bad if it's bad. But, it's whatever, I guess. But yeah, shout out to my dad. And shout out to the men my dad's age, you know. Or younger, you know, 44. My dad's like 52 right now. So that's it. We still don't know if we're going to switch to HR. We still don't know if we're going to pull out a paralegal studies and do an associate's for, like, political science and then go to law school. Still don't know about that because, like, I'm fucking afraid of the ball. I'm fucking afraid of school. I'm fucking afraid of progressing. But you know what, bitch? We had a good day. So maybe there's going to be more like that, you know? Basta ya. Not me. I'm speaking more Spanish in this episode than I ever have in, like, any of the other ones. But, like, still. I got questioned today, so I'm going to pull out all the cards I can. I will be Lele Pons if I have to. I'm not going to go that far. That is too far. That is too far. The whole thing that bothers me is that, here's the thing. You can represent your culture tastefully. And I say tastefully because some people just want to milk it and monetize it and market it. I'm giving you synonyms for it so you can understand that, girl, there's more to just being Mexican. Be your own self. Let me say this. There's more to being Latina. There we go. There's more than stereotyping yourself and to really just brand yourself as your ethnicity and your culture. Not only that, perpetrate stereotypes that are so fucking old. And it's gross, girl. Like, we get it. Whatever. When, with me personally, I love being Mexican. I love representing it whenever I can. I love Mexican music. I love corridos. I love rancheros. I love norteños, you know? And I don't want in any way to represent my community distastefully. I, you know, because I want to be an artist in my own way while people can still say, hey, girl. Well, other girls, especially Mexican girls, can say, hey, she was a badass bitch. She was fucking Mexican, too. You know, that shit. I want people to include Mexican in me and be proud that I'm representing it in some way. Because I'm proud of it, representing it. But I also want people to understand that I'm my own person. You know, sure, I, like I said before, I wish there was more representation of Mexican culture everywhere and not just like stereotypes of, you know, we're all like happy because like in a way, we're not all drinkers. You go to DF, nobody calls it DF no more, but like
you go to Mexico City, there's so many different types of Mexicans. There's so many. Like, we're all so different. And just our interceptual cultures vary so much. And it's so cool. So, just to say it again, I love being Mexican. I love representing it when I can. I don't want to make it my whole personality, but I will try for the community to be as best as I can. You know, I'm just yapping at this point, so forgive me, but I'm just proud. But I'm also not going to try to make money off of it, because that's fucking gross. I'm just going to be me. Said it before, said it again. Just going to be me. So if you see me mention, like, things probably only Latinos or, like, Mexicans could get, that's just it, babe. It's just it. Also, just to clarify, I don't know if I'm similar to any other, like, creators out there. Because, girl, I'm an individual. I'm a fucking individual with a busted wired headphones in my phone, and I'm just outside, you know. I don't have a studio, which is clear, and I don't have anything written down or backed up. It's just me. It's just one person talking to you, or a group of friends that just want to, like, blab and be like, oh, this bitch, she's fucking trash, which you can say because it's in your own right. But just want to make people happy. I want to make me happy. So, if I'm like other creators, my bad. I'm just trying to be a girl. not that excuse. I'm just trying to be a girl. That's what it is. And, yeah. That's cool. I guess, like, in a different sense, it's like, how do I switch the topic? Because someone just passed. I think in throughout the episodes, people can sense that, like, whenever I pause for a minute, it's because somebody, like, passes through. So, gotta be respectful, guys. Let me say something. Shout out to my 6 viewers. To my 4 daily listeners on... Oh, by the way, I'm gonna try to do this Tuesdays and Thursdays. Knock on wood, because I'm not, like, the best person for it, you know? Because I say shit, but maybe I don't keep up. But I'm just really glad that somebody out there's listening to me. So thanks, no matter how far you get. The episodes have been ranging, I know, longer. So tell me if you liked it or not. Because honestly, if you're listening, give me feedback. Tell me what should I do. Should I plan more? I don't know. I'm just trying to make it. Just trying to make it, bye. Yeah. So that's cool. What else has been going on? I'm gonna go stay at my brother's and my sister-in-law's place this weekend, for like the whole weekend, and I'm leaving Friday, which is tomorrow, and I'm really excited because I feel like over there I can be free, because this is what dreams are made of. As you guys know, or not know, I love men, but I also love women. Oh my god, she's coming out, part 2. I do. I'm still closeted, obviously. Ooh. And if somebody finds this and they share it around Facebook, and it's whatever at this point, but hopefully my immediate family's not so overdramatic. Here's the thing, right? I'm fucking gay. Like, let me say this. I'm fucking bisexual. And there's already stereotypes of, like, bisexual women being with their boyfriends. And it's like, guys, I like women too. I just can't like women openly yet. At least not in my day-to-day life. Online I can. I'm like, yeah, but, like, not right now. But where was I going with this? Oh yeah, just wanted to mention that if you're homophobic, well, babe, I'm sorry. I am what I am, and that's it, you know. I just want to make that clear. Shout out to my, can I say queers still? I don't want to sound offensive, so I'm sorry if it is, but just shout out to the community. Y'all rock. But anyways, yeah, I feel like that's where I can just be me. And they're the only ones in my immediate family that know that. And it's like being with them and them allowing just me to express myself the way I am is really nice. Of course, they have their own perspectives on me. in who I am and what I should be. And when sometimes it's not true, obviously, but you can't help people's perspectives of you. You know, you just got to keep on going, dug it out. Be who you are for your pride, you know? So that's it, you know? Not the podcast, but just with that chapter. I enjoy being alone. Here's what I'm doing. I have, basically, you, the listener, are on my phone, and you're on top of my Totoro backpack. While I'm fondling, ooh, that's a word, ditty with my keychain that I got in high school from my high school best friend. She is so great. She's one of the greatest human beings I know. And, of course, I'm not going to say that she doesn't have flaws, because obviously she does, and I do too. But I feel like I'm a shitty friend sometimes, and I feel like it. Tell me if I'm a shitty friend. Because I don't have enough time. And the time that I get for myself, that's when she uses to call me. And of course, babe, sometimes I answer when I can. But like other times I'm like, babe, I just want to be alone. But sometimes I feel like a shitty friend for that. But she's really cool. And I wish her the best. She is so fucking cool. She slays. Like, her confidence and her independence level and her strength is something that I admire so much. And just the person she is and that she grew into now, beating expectations of people that she grew up with, is just fascinating. And like I said before, I can't help but to admire it, because she's just so fucking cool. But in life, it's like I told her from the start. I've told all my friends this, especially in school. Don't expect me to be around. And don't have an expectation that we're going to be friends forever. But so far, she's been sticking with me. And I've been sticking with her. And we're more casual than best friends again. You know, we're more casual friends. My best friend, I consider, I want to say, my sister-in-law. I know she doesn't consider it the same. You know, I know she doesn't consider me to be her best friend. But I do. Because I've never known someone, or no one has known me deeply as she does. You know, not even my kindergarten friends, not my middle school friends. No one like that except for her. So whatever comes to me getting married, I'm going to have a tough time telling my home dog, hey, Mia. Girl, you're not going to be my bridesmaid. So it's just me having to set boundaries again. You know, not the car starting up, not a new start. I mean, because it's like I said before, I enjoy being alone. I have no problem being alone. It's one of my favorite things in life. But also, babe, there's a difference between bed-rotting depression and being alone happily, which I think correlates the same, because I'm very happy being alone and bed-rotting when I have time to myself, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people do. And some of you guys are like, oh no, I have hobbies, you're just fucking depressed, which is probably true, but we're not going to be, this is a happy episode. What's happy? Happy, happy, happy. Yeah, just told you about my fantasies, my deep, dark, genuinely, I guess that's what she knows. I told her over the phone, when we were talking about clubbing, I said, honestly, one of my dreams, one of my fantasies is what I just told you before in the alleyway. I need that to happen. And I'll tell you guys if it happens. Specifically against a wall. And you know, when it's dark and you get that orange, like fluorescent light. I don't know what it's fucking called. Yellow light. And it's just warm. And it's just me getting fucked. You know, it's just stuff like that. It's just stuff like that. And you know what? that's fine, I guess. So, we're gonna move on from there. Because it's getting active. So, it's stuff like that. I haven't had a boyfriend. I knew this one guy, but when I was 14, well, 13, I don't know if I told you guys this, maybe it's a repeat, but to people that don't know, I got sent a dick pic by a man that was 25. And it was fucking weird, because I didn't know what a dick looked like. And I'm like, what is that? Maybe he was just different, but it was a weirdly shaped cock. And I wasn't traumatized or anything, but he was from France, and he was just really gross. He's like, and then he tried to gaslight me. He was like, oh, I shouldn't have sent you that. You know, I just get so nervous. I'm like, why are you getting nervous? Well, you sent that. You know, you got to take a picture on, like, PS4 app and then choose the image, babe. You know, I guess that's just Overwatch men for you. He still follows me, so whatever. I'm like, okay, girl. Pop off. Here's the thing, though. My dumbass self, the whole reason I ever got in contact with him is because I tried to do a self-journey at fucking 14, 13 of trying to make friends. Because, like, my only friends online were just my brother and my sister-in-law at that time. And, you know, I met this guy. And, girl, we were a really great team. I was a Mercy main, and I think he was a Genji main. Not the fucking mains coming up. I was really into Overwatch in that age, okay? And I was beast at it until they did cross platforms, and I fucking hate PC players. Anyways. Yeah, so that was it. And we basically became friends, sort of. Friends for like 3 days, girl. And I got his Snapchat, and I sent him Snapchat pictures. Not sexual, but sexually, like, maybe to make myself look older. And that was after he sent the dick pic, but like, I don't know, it was just really strange. I can't tell you enough about the relationship because I don't remember it a lot. I think I just shoved some things in my brains back, but looking at it now, I just think it's fucking funny that I almost got groomed. But thank God I stopped talking to him, because I'm like, he left me a voice message when I was in the Michoacana, and all you hear is, you know, when guys deepen their voice to make them sound more manlier and, like, mysterious and, like, fucking strong. He was doing that. And you know what? I was a fool, because all I knew was fucking fan fiction. Still do, girl. But I know how real men act now, because I've been assaulted and harassed. But, yeah. I didn't know no better. I didn't know no better, so I'm like, okay, maybe he really didn't know. Maybe he really didn't know. And he has anxiety. But he did know. That was a fucking grown man. Still a fucking grown man. I don't know what he does now. But he was trying to mess with me. But I told him no. I blocked him, basically, in the Michoacana. Because I was afraid that my mom was going to see it on my PS4 app. Because that's when my mom was still monitoring my stuff. That was, like, I think a year or maybe more after my suicide attempts. You see how I put an S at attempts? Because, girl, it was like that. I came to have a party. So, yeah. That's how it was. So thankfully, in a way, my mom did save me, even though she didn't know. I tell my mom about this, and she was shocked, but she was just glad that I blocked him and that I didn't have contact with him that much. You know, as a kid, are we going to dive into deep topics? Yeah, we are. Girl, as a kid, I fucking sexualized myself. And it was because a lot of times during the time in, like, middle school, fucking Kim Kardashian was it. The Kardashians were it. Kylie was the it girls. The Instagram models were the it girls. And I started wearing, like, fucking, it wasn't a waist trainer. It was a girdle. Shout out to my girdle community. And it was like, I guess I put it on and I was like 100 pounds slimmer. And it really worked, because my body looked great, and I looked older. And I tried to fucking sexualize myself. And I did sexualize myself. And now, I'm like, getting all that childhood back as an adult, and just using my money to buy stupid purchases when I can. So, because I've always loved stuffed animals, I've always loved girly stuff, I've always liked it, and like, some of y'all are gonna remember and be like, oh, didn't you just shout out femininity? Yes, I did. But then I grew and I fucking matured, and now I admit pink is my favorite color. Because I'm a woman and I'm very proud of being hyper feminine, and I'm very just happy with that girl. Purr. You know? Just a girl. I'm just a girl. Of course, I have like, I just like being feminine now and being super cute. And a lot of people would describe it as childish, but I guess that's what it is. But, like, younger, you compare that to me, she'd probably lose her shit. Because, honestly, there was the bodysuits, the high-rise jeans, the waist trainers, diet tees, diet pills. And we're talking, like, ages 13, 14, 12, maybe? I want to go that low. But sexualization was big. And, like, going back into the Mexican community thing, like, a lot of telenovela stars, a lot of superstars, they would... A lot of times, even though there's perception, especially with the Catholic Church, that girls are supposed to stay pure and innocent, I still try to sexualize myself for older men. Because, one, I was reading a lot of fan fictions. You know, when reader inserts started to come in. And I don't know, I just wanted a boyfriend, and I wanted to look like Kim Kardashian, and I just felt really bad about myself, so I'm like, maybe these things will help me more and gain some attention, like them, and I'll be good, popular, vibe, you know? But bitch, you're a fucking baby, sit down and go through that. But yeah, that's what happened during those ages. And then I went through my emo phase and my little gothic phase, but still sexy. I'm still sexy to this day, so I've always been sexy. It's a little sad, isn't it? It's a little sad, but it's just what I was. But now, you compare me to before, bitch. It was probably maybe a glow down, but girl, it's a glow up for me. Because I'm growing as a person and developing my own sense of style. Yeah. So, I'm very cute. I'm very cute. I came to have a party. And like... Now, growing up, because that's always a discussion here, growing up and trying to find yourself and what to do. I don't know. Maybe because today was a good day, maybe there's going to be more days like that and more like this, and I can have a good life and grow into a person I want to be, and someday maybe even comfortable in my own sexuality where I can date a woman without feeling ashamed or guilt. It's stuff like that, babe. I don't know if that took a sad turn, but I don't feel sad about it, talking about it. I feel good. Feel great. I feel fucking fantastic. So, yeah. I think, in the sense, I would like a parfait. I would like a parfait. I would like an ice cream. And I want a man or a woman. I just want a big dick down. I think, in actuality, if I were to end up in a relationship, I would get bored super quick. And that maybe that's just me being an Aries, but I would get bored super quick. The way I flip through men, fictionally, in these chats, is it. I think the most fun I'll have was multiple at once. It's like 3 months, give or take. And that's it, basically. So maybe I'm not in a relationship for a reason, by the universe standards or God, but maybe I'm just not good enough yet, or not ready, which I'm like, okay, but I'm at peace with that. Do I still want what I want in that alleyway at 2 a.m. under that light with music blasting and like a little bit of echoing? Definitely. Definitely. Sure. Here's the men. Here's or women that I will take in that position. Jacob Seed, John Seed, Joseph Seed, maybe one of those three. Miguel O'Hara. We're talking women. That's one. Do you know who I'm talking about when I like say the super tall lady? I think her name was like, I'm not too sure, but it's Lady something. It's Lady something. Women, here we go. We're going to go. I want to be a witch.
We're going to go for women. Oh, God, I've never been open about my women crushes.
We're going to go a woman like Callie Uchis. We're going to go Jenny Rivera. We're going to go.
These aren't fictional women, by the way. We're just going by Miss Liberty crushes. Fictional women? Who did I have a crush on fictionally?
Poison Ivy, Wonder Woman, Black Widow, Pepper Potts. Definitely Pepper Potts. I came to have a pot. Faith Seed will hit. You know, I'll let her hit. But here's the thing, though. I feel like I'm a huge bottom for both. I am a bottom. This girl is a bottom. And that's that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I came to have a party. Baby, I got you. Tell me what you need. So, yeah. Those are my things. Oh, and Tony Stark. Tony Stark. Tony Stark. Captain America. So, Steve Rogers. Bucky Barnes. Bruce Banner. Thor, Loki, Odin, I said Odin, Bob's from Bob's Burgers, and, yeah, we're not going to get into wrestlers. Oh my God, I have so many divas that I'd let hit, but we're not going to, because those are real people. Those are real people! So we're not going to dive into that. We're talking about fictional characters. Toriel from Undertale. Yep. And Aunt Jane. And Maria Mercedes. And Teresa. Teresa. Soraya. Not me naming off telenovela stars. I just love my women, you know? Just love them so much. Black Widow. Widowmaker. Nadia. And yeah, those. I was really thinking about it too. So those are my girls that I can think of from the top of my head. Yippee. Can you tell the pattern? I like dominant people. Shout out. I'm making a little heart sign. Shout out to my little dominants out there. Because, girl, take the lead. I'll take the lead somewhere else. You know? Bye. Let me take off my shirt. Damn, my feet are dirty. Not dirty, they're fucking sweaty. Get it together, girl. I'm gonna take a shower when I get home. I re-dyed my hair, by the way, so it's red. Yippee. Let me see. How many minutes have I been talking? Ooh, we're at a halfway point. We're at like over half. Yeah, we're at over half. It's like 38 minutes right now. But yeah, that's all I wanted to say, TBH. And yeah, that's it. All right, I love you guys. Tell me if you want anything or just let me know anything else. Bye. Also, should I add my social medias? But I highly doubt people are going to look to that. But I don't know. Just tell me. Bye.